on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. American Travis Timmerman, who turned up in Syria today, says he was detained after crossing into the country by foot on a Christian pilgrimage 7 months ago.
He was found in the street, not wearing any shoes, his beard long, hungry, but broadly speaking, in good health.
ABC's James Longman outside of Damascus. The White House says it's monitoring the investigation into mysterious large drones spotted flying over sensitive locations in the Northeast. Dozens of sightings reported since last month. The Pentagon denies Iran is responsible. FBI Director Christopher Wray announcing he'll resign at the end of the Biden administration in January, more than 2 years before his term was set to end. Wray faced pressure from President-elect Trump after the FBI investigations into Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. President Biden today announcing he's pardoning 39 people who were convicted of nonviolent crimes, plus more than 1,500 commutations. This is ABC News. Close to a dozen states now have laws that keep students from being able to use cell phones in class. Some parents are in agreement, others not so much. ABC's Steve Osunsami.
The general idea that having a phone in a classroom that a student might be using where they're lost in sort of the fog of the internet isn't conducive to good learning. At the same time, while many parents believe that, there's also this struggle with being able to cut that tie, you know, to actually say, I want my student to do better in school, to learn more, but I also need them to be able to reach me if they have an emergency. And that's the struggle.
South Korean President Yoon facing new impeachment efforts from several opposition parties who filed a joint motion in parliament with hopes to bring that motion to a vote on Saturday. Several picks for the incoming Trump administration back on Capitol Hill today, including DNI pick Tulsi Gabbard, FBI Director nominee Kash Patel. Dave Packer, ABC News.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is proud to support the community as a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Located at 1159 North Kohler Street near Highway 41 and Omro Road, they're making it easy to spread holiday cheer to kids in need. Stop by with your new unwrapped toys and join them in making a difference. At Bank First, they're dedicated to giving back and building brighter holidays for everyone. Learn more at bankfirst.com. That's bankfirst.com. Bank First. Member FDIC.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Packers' Luke Musgrave returns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers tight end Luke Musgrave is back at practice after injuring his left ankle against the Vikings late September and finally having surgery about 2 weeks later.
I definitely knew that I hurt it, but we didn't know that it probably needed surgery until after the Rams week.
How's your body feeling now?
Feeling good. Still getting back into it, still working into the ankle, but body feels good. Been in the weight room a lot, so it's been really good.
Some good news for the Badgers football team. Wide receiver Trek Kekahuna changed his mind last night and decided to stay at Wisconsin, but both quarterbacks, Braden Locke and Tyler Van Dyke, have entered the transfer portal. Baseball, the Brewers added two minor league pitchers, Grant Wolfram from the Rangers and Connor Thomas from the Cardinals. Brewers GM Matt Arnold at the winter baseball meetings in Dallas.
We're excited about having Freddie Peralta at the top of our rotation. We had guys like Tobias Meyer step up. Really happy with Aaron Civale at the end of last season. There are a lot of different options there. I think we'd certainly be open to adding another starter as well.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You might think Americans don't work as hard as they used to, but that is not true at all when it comes to TV watching. Tube viewing was up 5% overall for the month of November, but that does not include Thanksgiving, which would have driven the numbers up even higher. According to Nielsen, the reason for the increased viewing was the election, World Series, and the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul snoozefest. A Nielsen pie graph shows broadcast networks with 23.7% of viewers. Streaming services accounted for 41.5%, which is up 1% from the previous month. Cable accounted accounted for 25% of TV watching. In the category of other on the graph, it showed 9.7%. I'm guessing those are people who just leave the TV on and stare at the Roku home screen indecisively. Speaking of streaming, Netflix really hit a home run last month with the Tyson Paul fight, even though it left viewers watching mostly a rotating buffering ball. Netflix's The Lincoln Lawyer was the most viewed streamer for the month with 3.9 billion views. Well done, Couch Potatoes. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and cold today, but not as windy as it was yesterday. We'll get to around 10 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 10 to 20, down to 5 to 15 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, one below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 23, with some rain and snow tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Tell will join me to discuss the ramification of FBI Director Christopher Wray stepping down, what it means for the FBI specifically and the DOJ in general. Tune in.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
We are live with Mino and the Mayor this morning, and we are talking about the Simple Life Hospitality House that we're in right now, a party house right across from Lambeau Field. But we've actually got to do a little contesting here. It's the grown-up gift list with Civic Media. What you got there, John?
Well, Mino? It is the grown-up gift list text to win contest at 97.9 WGBW, 98.3 WISS. Your chance to win $100 this hour in our statewide contest.
All right, so this is how it works. This hour's keyword is Mary. M-E-R-R-Y, Mary. Download the Civic Media app, find our station, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword Mary to your chance to win some fabulous prizes.
Plus, you're qualified to win one of 8 grand prizes on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us.
All right, once again, download the Civic Media app. Text the word Mary right now for your chance to win. You got to text in before 8 o'clock. We'll remind you one more time this hour. Text the word Mary. Your next chance to play is coming up after 11 o'clock with Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
One more time on Mary, though. Not Mary in the manger. It's Mary Happy Happy. M-E-R-R-Y.
Correct. All right, Kimberly Paul is with us this morning. You see all this great food.
Phenomenal food. Folks, you guys got to stop on down here. Just some phenomenal food.
Yeah, Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. I'm going to hand my microphone over to Kimberly so you guys can talk to her.
All right, Kimberly, welcome. And like I said, looking at this food, you're welcome anytime.
Tell me 3 days a week.
Tell me about your business. I'm not as familiar with it as I should be. Put the mic loop.
So we just opened last year in July, end of July, beginning of August. So we're just over a year old. We're in West Apeer, just off the Schering Road exit. Instead of going left towards the Walmart, you actually go right, kind of towards Hobart. First roundabout, we're just past the first roundabout there.
Awesome.
We're at, not an at-home. We were an at-home bakery just before we opened. We were looking for more space, bigger kitchen. Then we decided, hey, since we got the kitchen, let's do a dining area. Hey, since we got that, let's do some sandwiches. And
those sandwiches look fantastic. Jim and I were just talking. those look fantastic.
Thank you. Now we're full-blown everything. We do a full breakfast menu, full lunch, catering.
People can come in, sit down, have breakfast and lunch with you.
Yep.
Tell me, but I'm sure a lot of your business is catering. I mean, people love to have meetings and lunches.
A lot of lunch caterings, and that's great, especially this time of year. You don't want to leave the office.
Right.
So it's nice for us to be able to bring it to you.
This is just great-looking stuff.
Thank you. And all made from scratch.
You started at home?
Yeah, we were an at-home bakery.
Love those stories.
Yeah, I worked in corporate before that, actually. I worked in food manufacturing. I did regulatory. I have a master's in global food law.
Well, people love to see you when you showed up. Yeah,
I was the donor. But I always baked as a hobby. My mom and I always did big trays for daycare and to bring into the office and things. And when I left there, she kind of was sad that we had no outlet for her baking. So I set up Vintage Rose as a at-home online thing to just kind of see how it went, and it took off from there.
That's awesome. Vintage Rose. I'm always interested in names.
Is Rose is my mom's name.
Nice. Roses are your, see, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. And vintage is kind of, we do everything kind of from scratch. Everything is so convenient these days. Everything is pre-made and everything like that. To me, vintage is that classic baking where you're using real things and not cheating at it.
So if you don't come to a show, we can just call and you'll cater.
Absolutely.
It. Okay. Tell him that. He's got all the money.
You can go online and order. We've got a drive.
Did you see he wasn't pointing towards me, Todd?
We do all
Tell me the website. Or
It's www.vintagerosebakery.com. And you can contact us on there for special orders or events. If you aren't sure, you're just kind of like, I've got this going on and this many people, I can help walk you through it, make it really easy.
Can you tell us about these sandwiches that we have in front of us?
Yeah.
Because they're going to be gone in a little while.
So in the front, the ones that just look like a kind of a sandwich bread with spots on top, that's a Dutch crunch bread. It's just a simple sub bread, but then he puts a rice paste on top, and when he bakes it, it cracks and kind of gives you a little crunch on top.
And what about the flatbread?
The focaccia. My husband makes all of these from scratch.
Wow.
Really?
Yep. And then he also makes the croissant, which is absolutely
That looks
amazing.
Good. What's that, chicken salad?
Chicken salad.
Love
which
that.
I what make the... myself, too, from
oh,
scratch.
Oh, I love we chicken salad. What's the wrap?
Roasted chicken.
Bacon something in there?
Chicken bacon barbecue wow. ranch.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, it's great.
Fantastic.
Yeah, very well.
Take a picture now because, yeah, they're not going
to. We're not even going to get to the Please sweets. Do. We're just talking about this. These look fantastic. Thank you so much for coming down here.
That's nice.
We love to support small businesses, which you are. And some people may see you as one thing, but you're something else. You know, people might see you just as catering. It's like, wait a minute, you come in here and have a breakfast, lunch, or vice versa. So I think that's great. Vintage Rose. I love the name, too.
Thank you.
It's nice to honor your mom.
Yeah, thank
my
you.
Mom's middle, my She's mom's there. Name was Josephine Rosa.
She's there at the shop right now, actually covering, so I can be here. So
Isn't
hi,
that
mom.
Nice? Nothing hi, better than family, because they you know they're going to show up.
Hi, Rose.
All right. Well, this
thanks
is great.
So much. Stick around, okay? And folks that come on down here, Todd, tell us again. Tell everybody again why we're here.
Well, we are raising awareness about the fact that some of these great homes are in Green Bay. So if you're planning on coming for the NFL draft or maybe want to party during a Packer game or what the heck, just want a long weekend, Simple Life Hospitality has locations. And beyond that, they can also set you up and do like Jim did, which is rent out his home for the draft.
And we're at
1167 Shadow Lane.
So come on down. We are literally across the street from Lambeau Field. Come on down.
Now we're in Green Bay. Across the street is the Village, and it's nice to have you guys back here because nothing going on in Ashwaubenon.
We got Nick Kozlowski, Deputy Chief of Police of Ashwaubenon, and Joel Gregozewski, Village Manager of Ashwaubenon. Thanks for getting up in this really, really cold morning and coming down. Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Joel, how are things going with this draft? I mean, it's the talk of the town, right? The big countdown
talk
clock.
Talk of the state?
State, probably more than that. Things pacing the way you want them to? You getting the info you want?
Yeah, I think so. It's certainly moving along at the NFL's pace, obviously. They have other big events that they host throughout the year, one being the Super Bowl. So I suspect that once the Super Bowl has concluded in the early part of 2025, more information will become available for the general public as it relates to the draft that comes up in April.
And I think I know how hard you work as a village manager, and all of them do, right? Mayors, village managers. But it's the NFL's event. And they're the ones, if people say, what's going on with this or that, you kind of got to talk to them.
Yeah, it's certainly their event when it comes to activities that are happening inside the campus, but it's happening in our communities.
Right.
And so our focus has been, what impacts will this event have to the surrounding neighborhoods, the communities, the residents, and then what advantages can people take in order to really benefit from this once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Absolutely. We talk about side hustle. But, Chief, are you concerned about, I mean, what, four times a Packer game, right? 80,000, we're at 250, 300,000.
And congratulations being elevated to Chief.
Yeah. Not quite.
Oh, Chief's not listening.
Whatever. Assistant Chief.
Deputy Chief.
You must have talked to other Chiefs throughout the NFL drafts.
We've got a public safety committee that has been meeting for months now, and we've been in contact with our partners in Detroit who just hosted it, obviously. From what we've been told, we're months ahead of where they were at this point in the game. So we're feeling really good where we're at. Obviously, like Joel mentioned, the NFL's information has been a little bit slow, but obviously they've got the Super Bowl to deal with. So we've been getting some information from them. They have had representatives come in and meet with us.
You're not going to sit down with Roger and say, hey, multitask.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, no Nick, kidding. Behind the scenes, and I know you can't talk about this, but behind the scenes, are there some serious things that the NFL really looks strongly at on the big picture security wise for the people that are going to be here?
Oh yeah, I mean we've got federal partners that are involved that have a wide net of information that they can gather. So that there's a lot of different things behind the scenes that are going on that are going to ensure the safety of the event.
Well, that's awesome. And what things surprised you, Joel, as a village administrator? I mean, you got to be in a lot of meetings. Anything surprise you? Or you think this is just a bigger Packer game?
Well, no. I think just from our experience, and Nick and I went out to Detroit last spring to experience the draft itself, and I think everyone just anticipates it to be similar to a Packer game day situation, and it's more than that. It's much longer.
5 days, right?
It's several days. I think the thing that impresses me the most is the amount of effort that will go into building the overall draft campus. If you think about a game day, most of the activities happen the day of, a few hours before game kickoff, and then it's done a few hours afterwards. In this particular case, it's going to take weeks to build the campus, to establish the facility that the activities are going to take place right in, and it's going to take a few weeks to get it cleaned up.
Their jobs there for construction, for putting all that together, because that's like an NFL experience they're bringing there, right? Like
absolutely.
A Super Bowl?
Yep, absolutely. Yep. It's very similar to the Super Bowl with the NFL experience, but just the nature of the overall theater area, so that's what they call the stage, where the picks right are actually made. That the construction of that itself will take up to 4 weeks right before the draft.
Wow. Do we know exactly where that's going to be at?
Footprint decided? I mean,
For the most part, I think obviously there's some finer details that are still to be worked out, but we understand the stage is going to be basically right behind us here from this property, right on Oneida Street. It'll be connected to the expo.
So if somebody staying here could walk through the backyard and be there at the stage.
Well, you're going to probably walk from here to Titletown to get into the campus. So they're part
it's
of
offense campus. Yep, I mean,
it's
or whatever.
It's a completely secure campus with
you know what? I bet something you guys entrance both like chief and you as a village administrator, like if there's big events here, can you get me tickets? Can you get me tickets? These tickets are free, so it's like sure, I can get you tickets. You know what I mean? The pressure's not on to
The question. Yeah, I need tickets. I can get you in.
when we watch on TV, okay, and everybody I know watches the draft, obviously. Okay, so when you have those overhead shots of the people, and you guys were there and saw that with your eyeballs, how many people are in that area that we see?
I think the estimate I heard was right around 50.
50,000?
Yep.
Just right there in the street.
In the draft theater area.
Okay.
And that's going to be cool because you talk about that is the event, but boy, are they going to book in that with some great entertainment. And, you know, I'm sure Ashwaubenon's leaning into some things. I know we have Jeff Merck is coming up. There's some things in downtown Green Bay, like a Booyah Bake Off, or that wouldn't be called a Booyah Bake Off, probably Cook Off or something. But there's just a lot of cool things that I think we're going to showcase our greater Green Bay community. On the world stage for 5 days.
Yeah, I think a lot
awesome
of us are looking at it from what the term is kind of shouldering activity. So what can you plan and program and activate leading up to the draft itself, maybe after the draft has concluded during each day? So those kind of shouldering activities with the idea in mind that most people are here for the draft. So rather than compete with the activities that are happening right during the draft day, pick some times in the morning or in the evening or the day before the kickoff of the draft or maybe that Sunday following.
So what's the difference, the demographics of a draft versus a game? Is it more families at the draft or is it pretty much?
I think
it's not a rowdy crowd, right?
Right, that's kind of what I'm
thinking. It wasn't our experience that it was rowdy. No.
And I think their demographics change based on the day. That first day, it's more of like a Packer game feeling. By the time you get to Saturday, it's more families. The demographic changes based on where you're at in the draft.
You know what I think, though? I think for the first time in the draft with Roger Goodell, I don't think he's going to be booed when he comes on stage. Do you? I don't think he'll do that
probably
in Green
not
Bay.
Midwest
really
nice,
don't
right?
Everybody else does. It's almost he gets, come on, give it stronger, give it stronger. But I don't think it's going to happen here. You guys stick around? We're going to set a quick break. Take us out, Steve.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund, and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
All right, we are back. Simple Life Hospitality with Mino and the Mayor this morning. John is bending over and wiping up some messes that he's made here at the Party House, 1167 Shadow Lane in Green Bay is where we're at. We're here till 9 o'clock live, and after that, 9 till noon, you can stop on by and take a tour of this Party House right across from Lambeau Field, right across from the Resch Center. It's a great location to be. So everybody look at John Mino's mic. Everybody look at his microphone.
You got mayo all over that. Jeez.
Oh, oh my gosh. God. Once again, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you see that? Did you guys see that?
Great idea.
I'll take it from here,
John. You guys are live, just so you know, Mino. Yeah.
Amanda saw me drop some stuff on the floor.
Big chunk of mayo at 7:22 a.m. There you go, Johnny. All right, hey, let's do this.
Todd, go ahead. Well, we're not doing the contest yet?
No, we got the contest. Michael had some questions for the guys this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Hi, guys. Great to see you again. Question that we get from our guests, because we, as you know, we're managing a lot of homes around the stadium here. How are guests going to be able to get in and park? Because we know that Lombardi, from what we understand, is going to be closed pretty much from Cabela's all the way down to Oneida, if not past. Have you guys heard anything about entry points and things like that and parking? Because we're getting the questions now from our guests who are starting to book.
I think from a parking perspective, it's going to act and feel much like game day, with the exception of parking in and around the stadium at the Lambeau, you know, the Green Bay Packer lots are going to be encompassed within the campus itself. So parking in front yards, on-street parking, at businesses that charge, things like that, that's going to be where the predominant parking will occur. Beyond that, the entry points into the draft for general admission guests is largely going to be kind of on the west side of kind of the Titletown district.
Okay.
So if you think of where the Titletown office building is and kind of that west end of the football field, there will likely be an entry point on that side. There will also be a likely entry point on the southwest corner of kind of the Lambeau lot off of Ridge Road as well.
Perfect. So, great. That's awesome.
Yep. The Lombardi Avenue, as you had mentioned, will be likely closed for traffic and be enveloped into the campus. However, there will likely be some type of pedestrian mall, if you will, that takes people from the east side of the campus, kind of our sports and entertainment district, if you will, and brings them over to the west side so that they can enter into the campus.
Awesome. Great. Thanks for the update. I appreciate
it. Michael, introduce yourself one more time.
Michael Friedman, the CEO of Simple Life Hospitality. So,
we talk about side hustle, maybe cashing in a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that, right? I mean, but
as long as you're doing it legally, right?
Which he does. Right. But I just think there's a lot of cool things. And we had somebody on just to get an Uber license. It's so easy to do, to get a bartender's license, and you should get it now. But, you know, that little side hustle, make a couple $1,000s. I think Michael's going to do a little better than that because he's got like 50, 60 houses. But that NFL draft, I'm doing that. I just think there's an opportunity for that. Some I think the draft is great, but why not, right?
You got to take a part in history. Right. Only time in our lifetime it'll ever happen.
1,000 people are here. Hey, so you guys, you can listen a little. Any like big wigs coming in? You know, you used to get that list of people like so-and-so is going to be here. Did they give you that yet?
We do not have that list yet. Okay. No, so that, no that, they're that, working. So if you have suggestions who's Wisconsin-grown kind of artist, that would be great.
But sometimes, you know, they bring in somebody from the Supreme Court, and it's like, okay, he's coming or she's coming. And, you know, some actors, actresses, that kind of thing. I was just curious if you got that list yet.
There'll definitely be celebrities.
Oh, there'll be celebrities
here. We ran into them when we were in Detroit, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nick, we don't have the guest list yet.
Are you guys partnering with the other community, like the Green Bay Police or the Brown County Sheriff's or thing?
Absolutely.
I mean, do you have the manpower to handle all this yourself, your staff?
Not within Ashwaubenon, no, but
that's
within
what I
the
mean.
County.
Yeah, but not in Ashwaubenon.
No, right. No. And we've got a public safety committee that is made up of multiple different agencies that have been meeting for, like I said, for months, like I had mentioned before the break. So we're looking at it from a county level, and we believe we have enough within the county.
Really?
But we're going to figure out in the next, like, probably month or two, our staff.
I don't know if you're going to call some of the retired guys back, you know, or, you know.
I don't think we'll have to do that.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's awesome. Right. I would bring people in. Oh, that's great.
Yep.
Because, you know, there's a cost to that, right? And I think the municipalities are picking up a lot of the security cost.
Yeah, and being able to use all officers within the county,
right.
if we're able to accomplish that, it solves a lot of problems for us from the communication standpoint, radios and things like that we have to consider.
We've been actively meeting with our other jurisdictions, too. So Ashwaubenon, City of Green Bay, Brown County Highway. So public works agencies have been meeting regularly as well for the better part of almost a year in planning and preparation of all the activities that they'll be involved in as well.
Okay, I have to ask this question. When I drove here this morning, mm-hmm. I saw that the statues are all covered in plastic and everything.
Jeff's coming on.
Yeah. You guys going to try to get those or no?
Over downtown,
Heritage
you mean?
Trail, yeah.
I mean, there may have been an offer, you know, there may have been an offer. I think there's an opportunity in Ashwaubenon.
But they're all packed up now and ready to go someplace. Yeah. Hey, one more thing about the draft, though, for you guys. How do you just personally approach it? Excitement, apprehension, anxiety?
Of the above?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit all.
I mean, it's that monster,
above.
That big elephant that's not leaving your lives for a while.
There's some days where I think we're all really excited about it because it is that once in a lifetime opportunity.
Right.
But then there are days where we get a little nervous because we're like 130 days out and that stress and pressure is mounting, certainly. But then you just recognize that it'll come and go, and we will make sure that
it's a
successful event.
And the NFL is, I'm sure, being very helpful. But the other communities, I mean, you look at Kansas City, and they like us a lot. I think we like them. We're not that dissimilar. Whereas Vegas might be a little bit different to look at. But when you look, I don't talk to the assistant chief about this, you look, the crime is just very, very low. I mean, the arrest, we have more arrested a game than they did for the whole NFL draft in Kansas City.
That was true of Kansas City for sure. And Detroit, we saw that. There really hasn't been a lot of problems. And we don't anticipate.
I just hope we don't become that. Well, every place but Green Bay.
But just from what I've watched on TV, it just doesn't seem like.
No,
you always have the people that'll boo the draft pick, who they drafted, and stuff like that. But it's not that drunk.
Playful fun.
It's playful fun, not that drunk kind of angry, getting in a fight type of crowd, right?
Right.
Right. Right.
We don't anticipate that.
This is so.
I mean, unless Supers come down.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
you have all 32 NFL franchises represented by the attendees.
Right.
So there's a little bit of ribbing and there's a little bit of poking fun at each other.
Good point.
But at the end of the day, they're all there for the same reason, the hope of whatever the future may bring by the draft pick that they pick.
And there's some people hoping more than others.
Guys, this is exciting. Jim and I talk about it all the time. We're still trying to make a couple of bucks off it somehow. Jim's going to bartend and I don't know what I'm going to do. But anyway, it's really an exciting time to be right. And right here where we're sitting, where this whole thing, the world is going to be watching what's happening right outside the window here in 1167 Shadow Lake.
And I know both you guys, you both work hard, but you're really doing something for the community long term. I don't know if you feel that yet, but this is going to be awesome to look back at and say, you know, we pulled this off. And it wouldn't happen, though, with all the work you're putting into it now. But, yeah, thanks for what you're doing, both you guys. Ashwaubenon.
Thanks for having us.
This is going to be great.
Nick Kozlowski, W Chief, Ashwaubenon. Joel Gregozewski. I got that right, didn't I?
Close.
Ah! They added an extra consonant.
Yeah, well, you need one.
Just call
Joel. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Well, we got a World Ag Supply and Demand report out yesterday, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture sees more corn exports in our future. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says that's fine as long as the geopolitical situation globally stays safe.
You watch the geopolitical side of things. Obviously, we got some events in Syria that are concerning, and you know what's happening there. Does that come into play in terms of the Black Sea and you know the movement of grains through that area? So that's something we'll have to keep an eye on. But right now, at least things are kind of flowing. Seems like Panama Canal is working fine. The Mississippi River is working fine, at least in terms of water levels compared to where we were a handful of months ago. So at least at this moment, things are moving fairly nicely. But obviously, those geopolitical events, especially this time of year, can be very shocking to the market as trade gets a little bit thinner and things like the market will be watching them very, very closely.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Yesterday's World Ag Supply Demand Report also found greater use of corn in ethanol and lower ending stocks. Not much to report as far as the soybean side of that report. So did it influence the numbers that we're dealing with on a Wednesday morning? We'll check that out next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre Solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre Solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
Fairly quiet on the dairy front yesterday. Barrel cheese on Tuesday was down a quarter of a cent, 168 and three quarters, while the double A butter and the 40-pound block cheese both stood still. So, on a Wednesday morning, right now, we've got March corn unchanged, 449. December new crop up a penny at 443. January soybeans are down a penny and a half at 993, with November beans unchanged at 1010. March wheat, penny and a half higher right now at 563. July new crop up two at 579. The January class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 7 right now, 1918 a hundredweight. Just a quick Wednesday market snapshot. I'm PM Yankee.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and cold today, but not as windy as it was yesterday. We'll get to around 10 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 10 to 20, down to 5 to 15 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, one below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 23, with some rain and snow tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll go in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar before talking about giving back for the holidays with Major Beverly Bates from the South.
All
right, welcome back to Mino and the Mayor from the Simple Life Hospitality House at 1167 Shadow Lane in Green Bay. Don't forget the keyword this hour for the grown-up gift list with Mino and the Mayor and the Civic Media. A text to win contest is Mary, M-E-R-R-Y. It's your shot to win $100 this hour in the statewide contest and also qualify to win one of eight grand prizes. You can find that grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Again, this hour's word is Mary. You've got till 8 o'clock to get that in. And then your next chance to play will be coming up later on this morning after 11 o'clock with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach. Again, big thanks to our DJ in the house today, Steve Ellingson from the Music Caterer, providing all the tunes this morning. Once again, with Mino and the Mayor, it's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
This song was number one in the winter of 1975. True or false, Steve?
63, actually.
What was it? It came out in 75.
No, this is, it's a remix of 75. Yep.
Yeah. Great song.
How did you know that?
Huh?
Not to date myself, but that's when I was born. So, hey.
What year?
75.
All right. Forget it.
What? Jeez. Okay.
I was talking
these
about
kids in the house.
I was going to talk about making out to this song in 75.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I was born that year.
You know what, yeah. Mino? Please don't do that.
But this, no. Okay. That's like,
all right.
You already had mayonnaise on your
microphone.
I know.
That was embarrassing.
I mean, that's two things in a row. Baking out. It's just, right. At 7:20? What time is it? It's 7:35.
We are at 1167 Shadow Lane, right across from Lambeau Field. We're having a great time here for Simple Life Hospitality. Folks, come on down. Going to be down here till noon. We got great stuff for you. Phenomenal stuff for Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. I had to grab that chicken salad croissant.
Saw that.
I had to grab it. I had to grab it. We got food for you. We got coffee. We got water for you. But we got donuts for you. We got sweets for you. Come on down. Talk to Michael.
But come sooner than later.
Yeah, because it's not going to last all day.
With you here. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Jeff Merkus.
Good morning, Johnny.
How you doing,
Jim?
Buddy?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I feel very, political, like we're doing something political with all these politicians.
Yeah, well, we have had, the Schwabenon leadership in here, and now we got Green
I am not
Bay,
a politician, which, gentlemen.
But you do work in downtown Green Bay, and you've been there for a long, long time. And how
in the building I've always wanted to go upstairs with and I've never been invited?
Absolutely. I'll give you a
is
tour.
Is this still the highest point in Green Bay or Brown
I don't
County?
Think it is.
Oh, it's not anymore?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Bellin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Wasn't that the highest point in Brown County?
It was for a while, yes.
Yeah. What building has the most stories?
Well, Bellin.
The library.
Oh.
No, that wow. No, I'm no, no.
Oh.
Okay.
That I'm wasn't sure a, that's that, what you were going for.
That was not
he
a dad.
The rug under
that was not a dad joke.
That seems like
it's the sewage treatment department because it goes down like 9 levels.
Oh, I see. So not above ground, the highest.
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't say that.
I didn't. So, okay. But that's better than that.
The Lambeau Atrium is one of the tallest buildings in Green Bay. Lambeau
Remember?
Field.
I repelled off that.
Maybe.
That's high.
Okay, I repelled off that.
I did. I repelled off that. That's for charity, for fundraisers. So, Jeff, what's going on with the...
When you were in ROTC, you knew how to repel. From that 20-foot thing at St. Norbert.
And then you go to 100 feet over there, whatever that was. 100, it feels like, I don't know if it's 100 feet. But, Jeff, what's going on with the NFL draft? That's when we're here with Simple Life Hospitality. And he has homes that he's going to be renting for the draft. And if people want to rent a home for the draft, they contact him. And people think, oh, you got to be in the shadows of Lambeau. You really don't, because there's things going on downtown. There's people may want to not be right in the heart of the NFL draft. And I know someone who's renting their home in the downtown.
I know him too.
And what activities can we sell when we market our home?
Well, first of all, thanks very much for having me on your show, Michael and Simple Life. This is a beautiful home. I'm sure it's going to be in high demand when the draft week is here. Downtown Green Bay wants to do its part. We don't plan to compete. We want to complement all the cool things happening.
Well, everybody is
in
coming
the community.
Together, it seems like, huh?
Downtown is 3 miles away from Lambeau. And when 250,000 people are coming to town, many people, when you go and visit an area, you want to check out its city. You want to check out the culture and the spirit of the city. And we believe that a lot of that is located in downtown Green Bay. So therefore, the team of Downtown Green Bay Inc. and Old Main Street and on Broadway with many of our other partners, we decided to say, well, we can sit back and just watch this happen, or we can make some cool things happen. So brought in a list of some of the activities that are taking place during that week on the shoulders of the draft. So, Jim, if you want to take a look at that.
Well, I just say you got the Booyah Battle, the Saturday Farmers Market, the draft day. We'll get into this a little bit later.
Draft day 5K.
The fireworks, concerts. If somebody wants to come in
see the Heritage Hill statues, where would they go?
So, you know, that's a very good question.
Okay, not Heritage Hill, Heritage Trail.
I mean, Heritage Trail.
Okay, great.
Because everybody's going to be going out to Heritage Hill. Where's the statues?
Right. Well, development taking place downtown, as many of you know, and the statues needed to be relocated. And we have discovered a great location for them in the heart of downtown. While it's very nice that other guests on your show and other municipalities are offering a place for those statues, I want to remind
people they're the only ones.
That program originated by Cliff Crystal, a historian, and the money was raised by former banker Scott King. This is about 12 years ago.
The city was involved in that too.
And the city of Green Bay and other partners. Absolutely. A lot of people stepped up to make that happen. But the purpose that was created was to highlight the historic locations in our community.
The geographical
and how
location.
Green Bay connects with its football franchise. And so therefore, I'm not afraid to say that it was originated to be a starting point for historic spots.
There's a reason it's right there.
If there are 20-some spots on that tour, 15 of them are located right in the heart of downtown. Mm-hmm. So we do have a great location. I know you can't see this on the radio, but there is a Green Bay Packers Plaza at the KI Convention Center, and it looks something like that.
Looks empty.
And it's about twice as big as the current plaza location.
Yep.
And so we did have a graphic designer insert
that
plaza.
Is that Forces
Drive? No, this is located on Main Street in front of the KI Convention Center.
That's
in front of the KI Convention Center.
Yeah.
So we will be, and we have been in touch with the Packers. We have met with Packer leadership to let them know that this is the site that we would like to help make a reality.
It's only a few hundred yards away from where they are right now. I mean, Jim and I could go out there, throw them in the back of a truck. And
correct. Two blocks away.
We're going to put them up.
So,
fireworks, talk about that. Everybody loves fireworks. Wouldn't you do that every night or one night?
A lot of the details of everything on that list of six or eight things are still to be determined.
Okay.
There are concerts and fireworks and activities. We just want to show that some of these activities that are being planned are meant to create a positive experience for those thousands of guests who are coming, many of them for the first time. We actually see the long-term benefit of having the NFL draft in Green Bay. We're looking at entrepreneurs who may want to move a company here, people who see the quality of life and the quaintness of our fine city, that they may want to look for a job here someday. So a lot of this has to do with economic development, but basically during that week, it's about creating a spirit that Green Bay is a neat city. We're one of the best cities in the country, and we have an opportunity on a world stage to really prove that.
You know what I want you guys to do at where I live, where we work over downtown?
Anything.
Over the river? A drone show.
That would be outstanding. We'll try to make that happen for you,
Don.
Thank
you.
How do you spell your last name so we can make sure that we have that up in the sky?
M-Y-N-O, so you
can
pronounce it.
Okay, we're on it.
I was just going to say, don't let John actually run the drones. We don't know how that would turn out.
Like, I can't push buttons?
Don't press buttons.
So the Saturday Farmers Market, it's going to be on that Saturday?
So we are looking at a morning time frame before the draft starts at noon that day. So we would look at that being in the morning. But that's a characteristic of an event that's been taking place downtown for 100 years, and that's part of our community. So while it's earlier than our market normally starts, we'd like to show that, a downtown market, we're hoping that we have nice weather, but we'll be there rain or shine.
And, you know, I like that draft day 5K because there's a ton of people that 5K, that's what, 3.2 miles. That's going to showcase the downtown, I take it, some of the neighborhoods, right? Have you routed that yet?
Allie Tutt's an outstanding event coordinator. She works with On Broadway, and she is leading that event. That will take place Saturday morning as well, so people can come to the market or come to a 5K. We want things happening all the time, and it's to bring life and vibrancy and color and activity, and a run and activity like that is definitely a neat way to highlight the neighborhoods.
Okay, Jim has an idea that I honestly, of all the ideas he's ever come up with, this is the only one where I thought to myself, ooh, he might be onto something.
Okay.
He wants to put together a little company, okay, and advertise with all the local supper clubs within like 100 miles. And
not that far.
Well, 60 50, miles.
Yeah.
And have he'd have the Uber thing, and he'd take them and explain the history of it and the supper clubs and everything like that. And I think that's actually a really good idea.
Supper club shuttle.
I was thinking of Rock Falls would be a good one.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
That's good.
What do you think of that, Jeff?
Absolutely. Good one.
I just think we want to showcase what's unique. You know, I mean, we don't take them to
Walmart. Everybody has supper clubs.
That's what I'm saying. It's unique. Yeah. That's why it's going to work. But I
well, just, very few people have ever even heard of chicken booyah.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
We have a booyah battle where we're going to partner with a dozen great chefs, booyah chefs, and some nonprofit organizations, have a booyah battle, entertainment, and all the proceeds are going to go to those partnering nonprofit organizations.
Yep. Nice. What's the I can't read
we
the
signed up for that.
Delay of game?
That was announced this morning.
Oh,
Delay
okay.
of game exhibit at the Neville Public Museum. You'll want to have Beth on sometime to talk about it. I saw it on the news this morning, and it's a beautiful exhibit diving into the history of the Green Bay Packers.
Oh,
they have so many historic assets that they're still discovering. So it's a beautiful exhibit and definitely worth having around your show in the near future.
Awesome.
Jeff, I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you need judges for the Booyah Battle?
We'll sign you up. Yes.
Well, I'm thinking these two guys right over here, right?
I would not be an impartial judge because the new community shelter is participating, and I work there.
So you'd have to accuse yourself from the whole
I do.
Thing?
Yeah.
All right.
I do.
You'll have to abstain from that.
But
vote.
I'm working the booth.
Mm-hmm. Is one of your residents going to be the cook?
We have some great chefs there
yeah.
that have volunteered their time, but I think you guys are going to sign the chefs, right?
Right.
Oh, so, you guys, okay.
Yeah. That's fine.
There's an application process.
Right.
We may have 50 or 60 applicants. I wish my mom would apply because for 30 years, my mom and dad made the chicken booyah at the St. Joe's Church picnic in Sturgeon Bay.
Do they go out there at like
booyah.
4 in the morning or whatever and cook all?
Yeah, all weekend. The best
gosh.
Booyah I ever had
no
was
kidding.
Made by my mom. I'll have you try hers sometime.
I would love it. I love that. Was it for the church picnics?
Absolutely.
That's
St. Joe's.
I always get, like, we talked about the place out across from the Pearly Gates, Martyrs.
Holy
like,
Martyrs.
Holy yeah. Martyrs. And they actually, like, when they built the church, they must have built a booyah. It was
they
so
did.
It was so important to them. They built that shelter just for cooking booyah.
That was other people drill for oil. That's their,
yeah, that was
their revenue stream was right there.
I think that's cool.
And so do I.
I hey, also want to, no, go ahead, Jim.
The Living Heritage Trail, I mean, Are you hiring people to help out with tours, or what's the opportunity for some of the people listening right now? We're all into this whole side hustle for the draft, and you know whether it's $500 or $5,000.
That's a prime example of an event that the Historical Society is involved in, and they will bring actors out to help reenact some of the historic sites
oh, cool.
of the Packers Heritage Trail.
That's awesome.
So I know, Johnny, you're really into history. You would enjoy learning more about that. In terms of finding ways to get involved or to help support, obviously, through we have 133 days to make some of these things real, and the those items are being created right now. And but yeah, there are opportunities, and one way that people could learn more, they can contact our office at Downtown Green Bay or go to info@downtowngreenbay.com. So there's a lot of ways to get involved and show your interest.
Well, you know what I think is cool too? Like when I was driving here this morning, it was pitch black and all the lights run downtown on the city deck and all of, that looks really good. And even the store, the Heights and Hagemeister and those places, they really, I always tell Jim my favorite song is City Sidewalks, my Christmas song. Because
Bell.
I came down one time for Packer game in like December.
If it's the first three words of the song is what John titles it on every song. So,
but it's not Petula Clark, really?
No, downtown, no.
Come on. That's
but John
mine.
Would call
where
that.
The lights are bright downtown.
Thank you.
You bet.
Jeff,
sorry
for
to
being.
All your guests. Sorry. I apologize for bringing that up. Hey, one quick shout out.
Maybe if you weren't born in 75, you could play that song. Just saying.
There are so many
but
unique
John would call
aspects.
That when you're alone and, okay, that you wouldn't call it downtown because that's the first three words of the song. Anyway, Jeff.
A lot of cool things downtown. The authentic, locally owned restaurants are a big reason why NFL fans will be finding their way downtown. And when they get there, they'll be surprised. Thanks for mentioning the lights. That's a program that we coordinate. Our director of First Impressions puts a lot of time into
Looks
that.
Looks great.
More lights are on the way. You're going to see some of those cool lights in front of restaurants on Adams Street
okay,
in the next week or two.
Do me a favor, though. Talk to the Schreiber people. Tell them to put up some lights in their trees like you guys have on your block. Because we look out on that every morning. So, because Jim and I were going to do it ourselves, but it's
we'll
been kind of cold.
We'll make that happen for you, Johnny.
And Jim's not good at
that and a drone show. Okay,
that and
a
drone show.
That drone show is something you should think about. That's doable. They did that at the EAA, Johnny.
Thank you very much
there.
For having me on, guys.
Who told us that they want to take people to like the real old bars, like Jill's and stuff like that around here?
You.
Remember somebody? Oh, is that
you.
Me?
Yeah,
that was my idea.
One after another.
I know. It's
oh my!
Here we go.
Can we just stop and listen to this for a while?
This is where you want to go. It's not the word village is not in this song.
Listen to that voice. Downtown. Isn't that awesome?
She is great. This
awesome.
Is a great, great
Petula
song.
Clark. Jeff Marcus, Downtown Green Bay.
Thanks
for what you do, buddy.
Good to see you, Johnny.
Appreciate
Jim,
you coming
thank
down.
You for having me.
Thank you. We're going to start our quick break. Mine on the Mayor, back after this. Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is proud to support the community as a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Located at 1159 North Kohler Street near Highway 41 and Omro Road, they're making it easy to spread holiday cheer to kids in need. Stop by with your new unwrapped toys and join them in making a difference. At Bank First, they're dedicated to giving back and building brighter holidays for everyone. Learn more at bankfirst.com. That's bankfirst.com. Bank First. Member FDIC.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After two recounts, an incumbent North Carolina Supreme Court justice was declared the winner by 734 votes, with 5.5 million ballots cast. Her GOP challenger now claims 60,000 of those voters were ineligible. Democratic Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs was declared the winner over Appeals Court Judge Jefferson Griffin December 10th, after a machine recount in November didn't change the margin's percentage. Tuesday's partial hand recount found no evidence to justify Griffin's request for a full hand recount, according to North Carolina Newsline. Griffin has refused to concede the race and in November appealed to the North Carolina Elections Board to invalidate as many as 60,000 voters. Newsline reports that his challenge includes voters with felony convictions, despite North Carolina's voting rights restoration after sentences and probation are completed. He and the North Carolina GOP are also challenging voters with incomplete registration information, some of whom are even elected officials and have voted for years. Mail ballots from military and overseas voters have been questioned as well. The State Elections Board meets this week to consider the challenges. A spokesperson for the Riggs campaign said in a statement, "This election has concluded and the voters have issued a clear verdict in electing Justice Riggs." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, live from 1167 Shadow Lane in Green Bay. It's a Simple Life Hospitality Party House, and once again, your host, I should say, John Mino and Jim Schmidt. Let me just say this, though. If you haven't texted in to be a part of the grown-up gift list, do it right now. Grab the Civic Media app, choose WGBW or WISS, and text the word Merry, like Merry Christmas, Merry, M-E-R-R-Y. You've got till 8 o'clock to play along. Here's John and Jim.
Well, thank you very much, Todd. We've had some phenomenal guests. Thank you very much for Jeff Merkus also stopping by. Steve, we want to talk to you here a little bit. Tell us again how do you become a DJ and start up your own service? Because I think that'd be a fun job, except for the setup. Do you have people that set up?
Yes, and in fact, that is the hardest part. And to attract DJs, you have to have a good setup team. Yep. I actually purchased Music Caterer from the piano player of the glam band, Dave Shep, who started this this business in 1996 as a DJ. So he had DJed for many years. I DJed in college and, in fact, met Nikki in college, your co-host over there.
You went to college?
No, she visited us at college in Iowa.
Oh, okay.
I was DJing at a bar there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the most important thing about our business is, since COVID, the return of the big wedding. People that had been kind of locked in right the whole time. And I think the really important thing for Music Cater has been sort of the resurrection of that kind of party. Big families getting together, having a great place. And I think that one of the things we have to plug here is, within a mile of where we stand today, there are unbelievable wedding venues. There is Badger State Brewery. Obviously, we are a regular at Lambeau, at Redwood, and so forth.
And with the weddings being a big event, you guys can make or break a wedding. I mean,
you bet.
It just is so important that you're playing to the audience. And you go to a wedding, nobody dances. It's like, sure, this is kind of lame here. And people start leaving. But, right, you get the right DJ. And then you guys have kind of changed, well, I don't know if you have, but some of the pricing, you can enhance it. You know, you get these guys, and then this is our standard lighting package. But if you want to upgrade for this, you can get it. Right. And it's just really cool. You can really bring a show to that wedding.
Absolutely. We have different lighting packages. We even do music for ceremonies. We support the live musicians. It's kind of a different type of atmosphere. If you want somebody to play during cocktail music, they come in, plug into our gear. We do all that kind of versatile a business for couples. We are what is called a service provider DJ, not necessarily a performance DJ. While we will play with the crowd and do all of that stuff, we aren't there to perform. We are there to serve. And
that's
so
awesome.
When we put together a package for your family or for the kids today, it's amazing. The way that we stay in touch with our kids is to service the schools of Green Bay. We have contracts with the peer school districts, with the Green Bay Public Schools. So we're able to go ahead and understand what young kids want as, right. You know, 4 years later, they're our customer. So it's been a lot of fun working with Green Bay Schools.
So we're talking at break about Sarah Bay and what's going on in Ashwaubenon. And we're pretty big fans of Ashwaubenon. Yes. We've had, I've had their choir sing at my place. And her dad used to work for me for many, many years. He's retired. What's going on over there?
So this is the last weekend for Southwest High School's Newsies, the musical. And what's great about this it's really...
You're going to go see it, weren't you?
Really?
I've seen that many... That's a great, great musical.
It's a great show, but they've taken it up a notch. The Southwest School District has brought in a ton of middle schoolers. Their cast has 140 students in it.
Oh, my gosh.
It is the largest co-curricular activity they have at the school. It's amazing.
That's cool. You know, Jim talks about this all the time. I'm a huge advocate for high school sports, obviously. Right. Jim's a huge advocate for the arts in high schools. They've improved so much. I don't know if it's more funding or what, but it's incredible. And the talent that comes out.
Talk about Bay. I mean, she's taking those kids all over the place. She's an unbelievable
Sarah
conductor.
Bay, who's there, is the orchestra and a band director there, along with Brandon Rockstro, who is their choir director. Brandon Rockstro has written musicals and that have been performed in New York. I mean, here you have basically the NFL quarterback version of musicians at one school. And I will tell you, when you go to these shows, there are people that come into town that we know. My daughter goes to school there. They're like, this is college level, Broadway level performance.
Oh, yeah. Totally, it is. Yeah. That's definitely college or Broadway. And they had somebody go up to Broadway, too.
Yeah,
in fact,
the gal from Notre Dame last year, she got called in to sing at the Tonys, which is the Oscars of musicals, right?
Well, that was Mike Medke's daughter, right?
Yeah. She got called in to do the musical 6 version. It was amazing, and man, was that a big deal.
And I think what I think is great about the arts, it's a lot of sports, especially in this part of the country. But, boy, I mean, you can really find yourself in the arts, be it visual or performing or music.
But they have such a better opportunity now than years ago.
Oh, true. Yeah.
You know?
Well, think about this. The Southwest High School, you used to go where you go to a musical and there's three people with mics on them. Now they have 35 mics and all of those things. It's amazing.
The production is awesome.
Production value is unbelievable.
But it all starts at the top, and with Brandon and Sarah.
And Sarah,
Yeah, you can't get much
better. Where did you go to high school, Steve?
I went to Southern Door High School.
Okay.
In fact, I was up there during the time of the Grysons and the Flanagans and
all
that.
Talk
about high school sports, a couple of royalty names there.
Absolutely.
So if we want to book you or get your consulting services, because you may not be the DJ, but you can bring it to the party. How do we get in touch with you?
So we have a very good, we're a large operation, so we have a full-time office manager named Megan Welsing. She's great. You can reach her at info@music-cater.com or go to our website. Music-cater.com or see us on social media. We have a big presence, Instagram and Facebook.
That's a cool name, Cater. You know, like it means they'll do anything.
Awesome.
You know, it's not just one thing.
But it gives so many kids that, you know, they don't play sports, they don't whatever. It gives them an opportunity to shine. I love that. I really do.
It's really true. And the arts are a great, great place for us to recruit talent for future DJs. In fact, we have a couple of kids at Southwest that work for us, and it's been great.
Outstanding. Steve, keep up the great work.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Are you taking requests from me today, right?
I am, absolutely. In fact, I'm trying to anticipate the UP style right
no
now.
No sing-alongs.
Hey, real quick, Eats for East is going on today. Remember we talked about this?
Oh, yeah.
That's today. That is today. So if you want to donate and give to that program.
Just drop off over at East High School, and they're doing a food drive, fun drive for people around the holiday season. Go to the website, Eats for East, and you get involved in that. You want to feel good about the holidays coming up, and you want to contribute a little bit, participate in that program. Drop something off for the people in our community.
Fantastic. We'll be back with more at 1167 Shadow Lane, right across from Lambeau's parking lot. Come on down. They'll all be down here till noon. If you have any interest in renting out your house, our man Michael is here to tell you everything you need to do. We'll be back right after this.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Police in New York say they found three shell casings that have been matched to the gun recovered on the 26-year-old suspect in the shooting death of the United Healthcare CEO. Meanwhile, acquaintances of Luigi Mangione from high school, college, and later say this isn't the man they knew.
They're saying that that's a completely different person than the Luigi Mangione that they were used to. Described him as a thoughtful person, a capable person.
A missing American found alive in Syria. The United States believing it might be Travis Timmerman, who went missing around 7 months ago from Hungary. This is more families look for their loved ones after the collapse of Bashar al-Assad's regime. FBI Director Christopher Wray announcing yesterday that he'll step down from his role shortly before his former boss, Donald Trump, takes office next month. This is Trump named Kash Patel as his replacement more than 2 years before Wray's term was set to end. President-elect Trump set to ring the opening bell on the New York Stock Exchange today. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News, your news roundup in quick.